to a house show.
Well,
that's we're right. Here.
Oh, is this the final house show in this house?
Probably. It's okay.
End of an era.
The next one's got a room this large.
Cool.
Or if it's close to it, and then there's also another living room. So,
moving on up.
But we are a few days away from WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And so we thought we'd jump on here and give some predictions.
I don't know. I don't feel qualified, but I'm going to chime in anyway. That's what a podcast is, right?
Who is qualified?
Nobody. Sound confident.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. Uh-huh. So I'm literally looking at Wikipedia. I'm going to go from the bottom to the top.
Okay, because I know there's been some matches that have been added that I haven't really watched any of the shows this
weekend. I heard a couple, but like I said, it's on Wikipedia, so if it's not right, who cares?
Yeah.
Card subject to change, guys.
Exactly. So I know one that was added just this last week, Latino World Order of Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee versus Santos Escobar and Dirty Dominic Mysterio.
Hmm. Is this going to be the feel-good match, or is this going to be... Well, I'm torn on this one.
I think they're starting to move Judgment Day away from each other.
Yes.
So I.
But it makes me wonder if Dom is going to stay.
He's got to stay
dirty, or if he's going to ride this wave of popularity and become a face.
Stay heel for now.
Nah, you stay heel.
He's like one of the few good heels in the company, yeah. Right?
He gets the biggest reactions for sure.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, like he's not.
Ain't nobody since Vicky Guerrero got that crowd that
was,
reaction.
It was go-away heat. People like to cheer, like to boo. I almost called him Ray. Dominic.
Was it Dominic or Dominic? Or Nick?
Oh, yeah. And also, he could, you know, if he pins Dragon Lee, you can have Dragon Lee have matches with him and then, you know, get over by pinning him at some point.
Has Dragon... I know Dragon Lee came out on Friday... on SmackDown as a member of LWO, was that just the only thing new? He has been on SmackDown before.
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't think he's been used predominantly, but he's such a talent that,
yeah. You know. But I mean, with him just being introduced as an LWO member, I kind of feel like they're going to get the win here. Because, I mean, you would think that...
You talking Dom?
No, I think Ray and Dragon Lee. That's my thought.
Yeah,
it's just the two of them.
Yeah,
Dominic can if he doesn't have to, he won't be pinned here. Probably.
I mean, if anybody's going to get the pin, it's probably going to be Dragon. But
I think Dragon pins Dirty Dom, and that starts the.
Yeah. Okay.
The
feud. So he. Yeah.
So does that mean we're Dom and Ray, or not Dom and Ray? Ray and Dragon.
LWO. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we got, we had Jade Cargill finally debut.
Yeah.
She signed with SmackDown.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And she's teaming up with Bianca Belair and Naomi versus Damage Control of Dakota Kai, Asuka, and Kairi Sane.
Well, Jade Cargill will be winning because it would be silly for her not to. I think it's too early to even put her on WrestleMania. And when she is on WrestleMania, they should have waited a year and put her in a singles match.
Or are they going to
full,
I guess,
give her the
I'll
full
be the
jobber.
Devil's advocate? And, or are they going to do a swerve and have her? Because I pictured a match with her and Bianca. I pictured a match for the two of them with their little face to face that they had at the Rumble. But now they're teaming together against Damage Control, who now no longer has Bayley. So are they going to do a swerve and have Jade be the leader of Damage Control?
Nah.
as
I've also seen this weekend, Triple H kind of likes to keep people in the same.
Yeah,
group
I noticed
of
they're
people.
They're getting ready for their little throwback to the Nation of Domination and the
faction
different
era.
Factions, yeah. Los Barriquas, and everybody who looks alike are going to be alike.
If anything, Dakota
might get
the boot. So,
we're gonna have, what are their names? The Iconics are gonna show up and they're gonna take Dakota because she's Australian, right?
Or New Zealand.
One of the two.
Yeah, same accent, basically.
Yeah. Not if you ask them. Yeah.
I know, but come on. I'm just some white guy.
Then we got our triple threat for the United States Championship. Logan Paul versus Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens. I do think Logan Paul's losing.
Yeah. I'm going to say it's going to go to KO.
I do think he'll get pinned.
But it'll be in a fuck situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see KO for this one just because Orton doesn't need a belt. I mean, not necessarily does KO need a belt, but he's had a high wave of WrestleManias these last couple years, so let's throw a...
I wish it was just Orton and...
a belt on him.
Logan Paul, that sounds way better, but I'm not a fan of
three-ways.
I thought
it was going to be LA Knight and Logan Paul for the longest time,
that
and
sounds
then,
pretty good, too.
And then they...
Have they made the match with LA and AJ? Ket.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, that's the...
That'll be our next match we talk about.
Right. So, yeah, I'm going with Kevin Owens on this one. KO Mania, baby.
I mean, KO makes the most sense, just because I think they're going to leave Randy in the... They're just needing something right for Randy to do right now while the whole Cody, Roman, Seth, Drew, CM Punk, whatever gets finished up.
Yeah.
And then Randy will get moved back up to the main event scene.
I can see...
another run at some point.
Yeah, I can see Kevin Owens just stealing the glory after an RKO to Logan Paul. Something like that. Or he pins him because Randy's slow to the pin because they've been, you've been fighting for 20 minutes or whatever.
He stuns Randy as Randy is RKOing Logan and steals the pin.
Book it!
So we're all going Kevin, right?
Yeah.
KO? Sure, why not? You guys convinced me.
Then we got main event Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso.
It's got to be Jay.
I mean, it has to be Jay.
Yeah.
Unless they're going to do... building to another match at SummerSlam or something and, have a Rick Rude Warrior finish where it's a cheap finish, but it's got to be Jay.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the one.
He's the one with the new music and and the yeet and the
The yeet thing is so over that, no one wants to see him.
Yeah, he throws his arms up, man.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, if they want to, they could easily... make it a brothers trilogy throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think they end up hugging at the end and Jimmy turns face.
Oh.
At Mania.
So they can win the tag team belts for the 30th time.
But, I think they go... Jimmy stays over on SmackDown, but I think he...
Oh, yeah, because they can keep him...
Because I think the bloodline conversation, I think, is going to end up dying down.
I don't know. There's new bloodline members that could show up anytime.
Perhaps. But...
Talking Jacob?
Jacob, and isn't the...
Tama Tonga,
and...
He's Samoan.
Oh, yeah.
And he
exactly. That's what I said, and people are like, that's racist. And I'm like...
But aren't they related to Haku, who's related to him?
They're related to Haku, but they're not... Haku's not related to...
Oh, see, I thought him the
however you say it, family.
We then got LA Knight and AJ Styles. I think it has to be LA Knight.
If it's not, then I
think they've made a bad decision.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, AJ is a very talented punching bag at this point.
AJ flew all the way to Australia just to interrupt a match, so...
He got there.
He had his moment.
He got there quickly because the earth is flat. That's the beliefs of AJ Styles, not me.
Okay. I didn't realize he was a flat earther.
He is.
Yes.
that's the joke.
Oh, AJ.
He's from Georgia. I mean, we're from Oklahoma.
I'm from Nebraska.
I probably have a flat earth friend. I just don't know about it.
So LA Knight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We're going
all babyface wins here so far. We talked about damage control.
Yeah,
winning.
Well, no, we're going
Jade.
Oh, Jade's not in damage, not working with damage.
It's WrestleMania.
The only way damage control would win is if Jade turns and joins them. So.
Yeah, which would kind of be cool.
Yeah,
I don't hate it.
We then get our 6-pack tag team ladder match for the undisputed WWE Tag Team Championship. We got Judgment Day of Finn and Damian Priest, DIY of Gargano and Ciampa, Awesome Truth of Miz and R-Truth, The New Day, Kofi and Xavier Woods, A-Town Down Under, Austin Theory and Grayson Waller.
That's their name, huh?
And New Catch Republic of Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate.
That's a lot of people. And I don't even know who the champions are.
It's Judgment Day.
Finn and Damian Priest. They're definitely losing.
Yeah.
Because Damian Priest is probably most likely cashing in.
Yep. I don't know. That's a tough one. Because, I mean, yeah, New Day's won it several times. They've been a record-breaking champion at one point.
Yeah, Gargano
Miz
and
R-Truth. I don't see that happening.
And that's your comedy foil.
Yeah. I mean, they could do that, though. I keep saying that, but Vince isn't in charge, so.
But, I mean, Theory and Waller, I feel like, seems like, I mean, Triple H loves Gargano and Ciampa, but I feel like there's a better chance of Theory.
I feel like they were just kind of thrown into this match a little bit.
I don't see DIY winning it just because Sammy and Kevin won last year, and they're like the new Sammy and Kevin back together again.
I really feel like
it's time for Austin Theory to get a win.
If I were to rank
these,
he
won last Mania over Cena.
That's true, but it doesn't seem like it's really they really capitalized on it too much. That's the issue.
Because he was kind of getting go away heat there for a while.
I like the dynamic of A Town Down Under, but then New Czech Republic. New Catch Republic. Sorry.
I mean, in my heart, I want New Catch Republic to win.
Yeah.
But I feel
strongest about
you. Got to have your dirtbag heel win.
But I actually kind of think the Awesome Truth might win this.
It's possible.
I mean,
it feels like R-Truth has just been like
he's going to carry it on for the Judgment Day.
Been killing it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, whatever you say about the however you feel about R-Truth's comedy, he's incredibly good at it,
R-Truth's
and the people that like it love it. And I think he's
improved over the last
year,
though.
I think he's incredibly funny. Sometimes it's a little too silly for me, but who better to do it than him? So it's, I'm not mad about it.
I'll give Miz his little makeup for last year when he had to be on the spot and eat whatever it was that
from
Snoop Dogg gave him.
Yeah, and we all know the Miz loves his comedy. He's not nearly as good at it, but.
Let's do it. Awesome Truth.
Awesome Truth. That's our choice.
Yeah.
All right. For the Intercontinental Championship, Gunther versus Sami Zayn.
I mean, Gunther's going to keep it.
I don't know.
I don't want anybody to take that off of Gunther
until Gable.
Well, I was going to say until Bron Breakker does it. That's what I want in my art.
Technically, I want Ilya to come out and take it.
Well, yeah, that'd be cool. But
that's who I want to take it. But I feel like it should be Chad Gable that takes it.
I'm not mad at that, but I want Braun to be the guy that takes it from him because that would be huge.
I only want Chad to take it from him if they're actually going to do something with him and
I mean,
let him be the badass that we all know he has potential to be. He's the fucking American Alpha.
That's why I want to wait for Braun to do it because I know they'll do something with him. And since they've had this belt on Walter for so long that
Gunther.
I feel like, yeah, Gunther, sorry. whoever does, take him down, I feel like it needs to be significant, and I have more trust that they'll do that with a Bron Breakker than they will with a Chad Gable, even if we'd like to see it happen for Chad Gable. But no, I like Sami Zayn, but come on. I want Walter to turn his, pink skin, blood red.
Sammy's had the Intercontinental before, right? Yeah. So he doesn't need to break the record.
I'm all for confident wins for
is Gable
going
to come down and interfere?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. No. I'm going Gunther.
I'm keeping the belt on Gunther.
Yep.
Yeah.
Women's World Championship: Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch. I want to keep the belt on Rhea.
Yeah, we all do. Yeah, she's kind of in a
She's kind of had actually a not the best run as champion, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't want to take the belt off of her because
there's less female wrestlers and there's less great female wrestlers than there is on the male side, and that's just the way it's always going to be in wrestling because it is male dominated. But Rhea's she's your female Gunther almost in a way. Mm-hmm. It was like, just keep it on her. It's not like no one's mad about it. And, you know, is the angle with her and Becky like that enticing that people are going to people are going to be up in arms enough for it to really matter if Becky wins or loses? Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to be mad if Becky wins, but I would prefer them to keep it on Rhea.
Yeah.
That's kind of my thoughts.
Agreed.
I agree completely.
Yeah.
Yeah, draw it out a little longer if they need to, because they technically haven't been feuding for too long. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stretch it out to SummerSlam and then let Becky take it from her then.
Yeah. Then we got the WWE Women's Championship, which is Io Sky versus Bayley.
If it's not Bayley, I'm gonna riot.
Literally, Bayley has to win.
They've already taken her main event from her. Don't take her damn win.
Right? Yeah, I mean, yeah,
exactly.
I'm for a Bayley win, and Dwayne, I like Io.
Talking to you, Dwayne.
I like Io plenty, and I think that people like Io, but I mean, the pop for Bayley is gonna be big and heartwarming.
Is she gonna have the big blow up machine thing?
I think that's style behind her at this point. But hey, you never know.
I don't know. She might come out as a hugger.
I saw her on Twitter asking Paramore to use a song, Summer. Is that what it is? Summer,
yeah, something now? Like that. Summer.
And Paramore said, absolutely. So who knows? She may come out to a different song.
That'd be fun. Yeah, that would be neat. And Paramore's got plenty of money. What do they care?
Well, then we got the only match that's confirmed for night one is The Rock and Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. Rhodes and Rollins win. The Bloodline's barred from ringside night two. If Rock and Reigns win, championship match is under Bloodline rules.
And see, I don't know which direction they're going to swing on this one.
I mean, I feel like Bloodline rules sounds horrific, so that's probably the way they'll go, but that's the last thing I want to see.
I think you put so much shenanigans in the match that Cody just has to continue to overcome.
Yeah, I don't
and
think,
overcome.
Yeah, I don't
and overcome.
I think that
and overcome.
They're gonna do it for a while longer, but they can't wait too long. Like it's gotta happen around like SummerSlam or something, and it has to happen on a significant show. It doesn't have to be at WrestleMania, but it can't be at TLC or something, or Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, I was gonna say no Crown Jewel.
Yeah, and like, yeah, maybe I don't know where Cody is. Was he raised in Texas?
Georgia.
All right. I mean, maybe that's where SummerSlam will be.
I'm trying to remember where they've announced it for.
But yeah, it feels like
next year.
Yeah.
For 41?
No, SummerSlam.
Oh.
Yeah.
SummerSlam, I think, is in Minnesota? Okay. Or is that one of the places that's...
I guess at this point, too, it's like Cody's the ultimate babyface. It doesn't really matter where it is. But I feel like some people are like, well, they got to pull the trigger eventually. And I'm like, well...
Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland.
I mean, you know, he's trying to finish his story. Well, what's the Dusty Rhodes story? It's the chase. Mm-hmm. It's always the chase. He was never a dominant champion for an extended period of time.
Oh, I never expect Cody to keep the belt for like a long time.
That's the thing is, everybody always
but
comes...
He's going to win the belt.
Everybody comes
yeah,
back
but you think
to
it'll
the
happen...
finish the story.
You can't say it forever.
Well, you can't say it forever, and his story wasn't with Roman to start with. His story was with Seth. So I keep coming back to... They're going to go... Rock and Roman are going to win night one.
I think so too.
And then that's going to lead to...
Well, you want the baby faces fighting from under. Always.
Mm. Yeah. So then that leads us to Rollins versus McIntyre on night two, which I assume probably open the show because
yeah,
they usually separate the championship matches first and last.
Yeah.
But the
I see Drew winning that, and then
Priest cashing in
because the two of them have been butting heads a little bit.
And yeah, and it's like McIntyre has been interesting for the first time in a long, in like maybe ever.
Yeah.
So it'd be cool if he won, but it would. But if he, you know, Priest pulls it out from underneath him, then you have an immediate compelling story to have a cool match at SummerSlam that you know can work, because they've been like, yeah, it's one of the other actually interesting stories at the moment is Drew McIntyre. So it's like, well, what can we do to beef it up, you know? Put a little bit more, you know, put him down, like rub his face in the dirt a little bit more.
McIntyre will get his big win at WrestleMania.
Yes. And now add the, you know, ammunition for a little more social media war between him and CM Punk until Punk is
also
able
who knew,
to come back again.
Who knew that McIntyre could talk? He's done a pretty good job recently. Mm-hmm. And if he can talk well, I don't know who's going to do it for Damian Priest, but we'll see.
God. I just can't get into Priest. I don't want him to.
I didn't like him back when he was Punishment Martinez back in Ring of Honor.
I was like,
you're a big guy, and he was doing moves that like luchadors were doing. I'm just like, you're the biggest guy in the ring.
Yeah.
Act like it.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
With him, I always get early Roman Reigns vibes of he doesn't buy what he's telling us, so I shouldn't either. Because, I mean,
he's not
Roman was always believe that. But he didn't believe in his character until he became the character he is now.
He was, yeah, spurned.
Yeah, Damian is that same way. There's too much acting in his performance.
I mean, the Roman Reigns, like, story arc is just a, like, we took it even further than we did with The Rock, where it was like, oh, Rocky sucks. It's like, oh, you're pushing this guy down. They didn't even get that far with The Rock and pushing it down their throats before they turned and let him, find a compelling character. Where with Roman, like, it went on way too long to the point where he was getting booed until he told everybody he had cancer and everybody felt immediately horrific.
And then he came back after he was better and said, fuck you guys.
Yeah, exactly, which was great.
I'm gonna
take
this and go home.
Yeah, but like it shouldn't, you know, obviously, it like cancer having to be a part of that is pretty upsetting. But so far as we can tell, he's healthy, so.
So, yes, Drew with the Damian cash in.
Yep. And then the one we're all going to turn in for, Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes. Does he finish the story?
I don't think he does. I think that it'll be Bloodline rules and The Rock will fuck him.
I don't know if he's going to... That's the thing, is I don't know if Rock's going to do Cody or if he's going to get Roman.
No, I think it literally is going to be Bloodline rules. There's going to be so much shenanigans, and Rock's going to accidentally screw up.
Oh, and Cody
wins. And that's how Cody wins.
That makes sense, too.
Because then that leads to Roman and Rock having their thing at SummerSlam.
Yep.
And Cody can go off and fight, you know, Randy Orton.
Which would be wonderful. What a cool match where they both have,
if Seth similar Rollins signature wants to, moves. Seth Rollins wants to, they want to rebuild that until CM Punk's back. Cool, you know.
Whatever. That's a really good Nakamura call. That's going to come out and, you know, spray the mist.
Yeah, because we definitely need The Rock and Roman Reigns, and we need Roman Reigns.
I mean, who knows? Bo Dallas may show up.
That would be awesome.
Is a part of the. It's like, where's he going to show up at the Bloodline thing? That would be very, very lame.
When old,
they teased him in the documentary last night.
Uncle Howdy's going to make his return, and then the Cult of Bray is going to make their appearance. There we go. So you're going to have Austin and Waller win, and they're supposed to be rumored to be a part of that little Cult of Wyatt.
Oh God, I hope that's not true.
I don't
want them.
I don't want Austin
near
to
that.
I mean, like,
Waller.
What's the deal with Austin at the moment? Because I've heard like somebody that doesn't even watch wrestling the other day told me, he's like, oh, there's rumors that Austin will be there. And I have a theory.
He's talking Austin theory.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That I was talking about Stone Cold.
There are rumors that he's going to show up, but it'll probably just be a...
Rumors of him and Cena.
Hey, guys!
And Cena and Hogan coming down and stopping The Rock during the...
Yeah. I'm not up on it enough, but I had this thought in my head.
Wouldn't it be more appropriate for Hogan to do this?
To do what?
To come down and stop The Rock, since it was Hogan and Rock's WrestleMania
match.
My
theory is that, like, if Austin...
Austin and Rock had their trilogy of Mania matches.
Cena and Rock had their back-to-backs.
So
all three of them come out.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying that, like, okay, I just have... Probably won't happen. Just a thought I had in my head was, if Austin came in to, stun The Rock, trying to get in the way of Cody's match, that would be wonderful television. And remember this, the last Stone Cold Stunner that was recorded was him stunning Vince McMahon poorly. And they need a last Stone Cold Stunner that looks good and is not with a wildly, you know, problematic's probably too nice of a word, character that they can put in packages forever. So at some point, I don't know when, Stone Cold will have to stun somebody else with his last stunner that's not Vince McMahon. And him doing that.
What about Foley and Triple H coming out too? All of Rock's greatest foes.
Well, the only reason
Final Boss's Last Stand.
I hadn't heard anything about the Austin like thing, but one of my friends brought that up to me the other day, and he doesn't even watch as much wrestling as I do. And that was my immediate thought, was like, we need a Vince-free stunner, preferably one that actually looks good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like my galaxy brain take.
Shane McMahon walks out, and then Stone Cold comes out.
Shane McMahon probably doesn't want anything to do with WrestleMania.
But those are our random thoughts about WrestleMania.
Oh yeah, so we didn't necessarily say who's winning.
I said Cody.
Cody,
you think Cody? I can see it either way.
I can see it either way, but I'm gonna go with Cody because
I think that the case that Matt put out was convincing and still interesting, whereas I feel like that the bubble will burst eventually with the chase.
That's the biggest thing for me is that, like, as hot as Cody is right now, he loses this match and we have to sit around, and because he's not on SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
He's on Raw.
And he
doesn't care, and he has said he does not care about the other belt.
Yeah.
So then we just have to have him in,
trade Jimmy in, over
in
to Raw.
In weird matches, just like random feuds until Royal Rumble next year. Like, and we have him win for a third year in a row.
Also, Cody can run through some guys for a while. And then, who doesn't want to see Cody versus Punk at this point?
I mean, at this point, I literally do think Cody and Randy...
make so much money.
Cody and Randy... Gunther does lose the IC belt at some point, and Gunther-Cody at the show in Berlin.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the pay-per-view right before SummerSlam.
That'd be a good one.
Sounds cool.
I'm like... Mm.
Don't hate it.
I mean, or you can do Gunther, Priest, whichever, you know.
Or,
like,
yeah.
Being...
Whoever else has the other belt.
Yeah. But I think Gunther is going to have a belt by the time we get to SummerSlam. It's going to have a world championship, I should say, by the time we get to SummerSlam. That's my long-term prediction. But also, if you listen to us, our last week's episode, us talking about Robert Zemeckis, our conversation got a little long.
A little bit.
So I cut out us talking about our favorite Robert Zemeckis films. And you can hear that right now.
So since this did end up being a Zemeckis film, what's your favorite Zemeckis?
Well, That is hard to say, but I will. Matt knows this because I think I let him borrow my copy of it. I think there's a really underrated, great Zemeckis movie that nobody's seen.
It is a great one.
And it's called...
I almost bought it.
Yeah, it's called I Want to Hold Your Hand, and it is a... If you've seen, like, Detroit Rock City, mm-hmm. where it's just a movie about a bunch of kids trying to go to a concert, this is the same thing, except for it's a period piece, and it's a bunch of kids trying to go see the Beatles perform live on the Ed Sullivan Show. And he does a bunch of tricks that you see later, because it's, I think, maybe his second film?
It's his first full...
First feature. Yeah, it's so good. It's masterfully done.
There are tricks in that movie that literally you go, wait, I've seen that before in Back to the Future.
Yeah, and it's like... And yeah, there's tricks that he uses in Forrest Gump later and stuff like that. But yeah, I would highly suggest that movie. I think that... I mean, Used Cars is a pretty popular comedy, but I don't think a lot of people think of it as a Zemeckis film. But... yeah, that would be that's my favorite dark horse, like, you know, the one nobody talks about.
I mean, the thing about Zemeckis is that, like...
It's bangers for a long time.
Literally, his first 10 movies are just all great. Classics.
Yeah.
Like, I Want to Hold Your Hand isn't, like you said...
It's a cult classic.
It's an underrated, like, if most people have never probably even heard of this movie, and it's great.
But if you showed that movie to your, like, aunt or mom or whatever, they would...
Absolutely.
Yeah, or even your dad, or they would love it because, you know, they were alive for that period of time and would understand the context and
literally this run of
the adventure of it.
Used Cars, Romancing the Stone, great. Back to the Future, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, 2 and 3 of Back to the Future, Death Becomes Her, which is a favorite of mine, Forrest Gump, Contact. After this one, he does What Lies Beneath and Castaway.
Made those in the same year? Castaway. He made, like, he shot the first half of Castaway, and then he was like, oh, you need to grow a beard, so he made What Lies Beneath in between it, and then finished Castaway, and then put him out in the same, like, within the same, like, 12 months. What Lies Beneath has its issues, but it's not horrific, and it was a huge hit.
It's probably the worst of all those movies I just listed,
but
and
it's not terrible.
And then he learns
Castaway about, rules.
And then he finds the, live-action CGI. And which does Polar Express, Beowulf, and Christmas Carol.
And I will say that Beowulf
is...
Beowulf sucks.
Beowulf sucks, but I will say that it's the best of those three movies.
I would probably agree with that.
Because I think somehow the Polar Express has become like a Christmas classic. It gets put in the theaters like every year, and people love that movie. And those people are completely demented because... That movie stinks on ice. And then Christmas Carol, a movie that, like, there's no bad versions of A Christmas Carol, of that story, except Zemeckis's, because it's such a classic story that it's always pretty enjoyable and it's fun to see the different takes or, you know, performances or whatever. And you know all the beats, it's just ingrained in you. And somehow he completely screws it up. With Jim Carrey as Scrooge, which is also bad casting, and it's Jim Carrey after Nobody Cares.
Yeah.
I will say that later in his career, like from those movies and on, Welcome to Marwen might be the best of his later career works, which is crazy to say, but
I mean,
it's true.
I really liked The Walk, but that one lives and dies basically on JGL.
Yeah, I don't like The Walk, and I'm not a JGL guy, but it is better than... It's probably better than Welcome to Marwen.
Let's see here.
But Zemeckis, first half of his career, pretty incredible. But, you know, we gotta get to some wrestling.
I haven't got to say mine, though, so I...
Sorry.
And
Back to the Future or Roger Rabbit are kind of the best answers.
Da, 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 da. But he's not the director of the Roger Rabbit, is he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why is he not? What am I not looking at then? I'm in producer.
Click the top where it says director. It'll just show the director ones.
I scrolled too far.
If you're on IMDb.
Yeah. I'm at the IMDb. All right. Oh, I remember watching Used Cars a lot as a kid. Loved Romancing the Stone. Loved Roger Rabbit. Death Becomes Her. Gump. Yeah, he really did go under the shit after that, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, but so many, it's crazy. He's like, he was like the one guy that like Spielberg championed in his whole career. Spielberg never had like a guy that he was like, all right, I'm going to support this guy. And he picked one guy, and it was Zemeckis, who just fucking nailed it for so long that it's crazy. But he had that thing where he got obsessed with a technology. I mean, James Cameron had that as well, but he never failed with it.
Like, Zemeckis would be up there with, like, greatest American directors of all time if he hadn't just fallen off of a cliff in 2004.
Yeah, for sure. I agree. I mean, it's a varied filmography as well. It's not, he doesn't do the same thing twice with the exception of doing Back to the Future three times. But like,
but they're all different type of movies. Yeah.
And you can see his like his signature things that, you know, he does or is interested in like throughout his whole career, like, you know. But technology is a huge part of it, even going back all the way to the first one being I Want to Hold Your Hand with, you know, the like camera tricks. There's a shot in Contact. It's incredible, and I don't know how they did it in the beginning of the movie where some young girl playing a young Jodie Foster like runs down the hall, and there's like this shot where she's running down the hall like through the mirror, but you like can't see the camera behind her. It's fucking incredible. I don't know how they did it.
So what'd you decide on?
I'm torn between Roger Rabbit and Romancing the Stone, because that one was, I think, a complete childhood favorite there, even more than Roger Rabbit was. I'd watched Romancing the Stone.
It's such a fun adventure.
I remember seeing it in the theaters.
Back to the Future is probably my top 10 movies of all time.
I mean, Back to the Future, yeah. It's hard to pick a favorite, but like I said, that's why I picked the underappreciated. But yeah, Back to the Future and Roger Rabbit are probably my two favorites.
Romancing the Stone, I mean, but you got Michael Douglas, Kathleen Turner, Danny DeVito.
Yep.
It was the start of something amazing that lasted for several years. Yeah, they were great. You brought us Jewel of the Nile as a sequel, and then
I mean, it cemented Douglas as a star instead of a producer.
All of a sudden, no, the next one with them where they're a divorced couple or a married couple getting divorced.
The Verhoeven movie. No, that's the one with Sharon Stone.
Oh.
I was thinking of
War of the Roses.
War of the Roses. Yeah, directed by Danny DeVito, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us for this house show. If you like any of our episodes, you can go out there, rate and review us on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you find your podcasts at. If you like any of the music that we played, I don't know what I'm going to play on this episode right at this moment, because I kind of just choose it off the dome, you know, whatever I'm feeling like.
Yeah, if you want more house shows,
let us know.
Let us know.
We want to do more. It's just sometimes we don't always know what to talk about.
Yep. And, you know, to pull back the curtain, we don't record once a week, guys. So sometimes you don't have time to do a house show all every week. There's got to be a pretty good reason. And, WrestleMania, good reason.
40th WrestleMania, fuck yeah. XL, baby.
If you have any of those things, give us a ring on email at wrestlinghistoryx@gmail.com. Or find us on X at Wrestling HistoX. That's Wrestling HistoX. X. We'll talk to you very soon.
Later.